Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, this is Webb Pierce. Now, speaking of gas for your car, well, you know, gas is gas anywhere you get it. What you're looking for is quick service and all those little extras that go with it. Now, my buddy here, he knows just where you can go to get that type of service. Go ahead, good buddy. Let him in on it.
Well, I just popped over the old state line. My headlights focused on a welcome sign. When hiding in the bushes there waiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Shouting, look out, stranger, if you're heading for danger, there's a welcome sign ahead. He dragged me off to the old town square, the justice of the peace awaiting for his share. He said, look at here, boy, you better slow down. You're in a heap of trouble in this one horse town. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger, there's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, JP Blue. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock 'em when they're leaving blue. The kangaroo court is the last resort on a low down, shakedown cruise. Got them, drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, JP Blue.
You better pray to me and you better lick my boots. I'm an officer and you're a lowly civilian. Go ahead.
A woman getting mugged in the heart of town. Yells for the cop, but there's none around. The down on the interstate setting a trap. A hunting for a live one to skin and wrap. So look out, stranger. You're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. When a sign says, welcome to God's country. Good, you got competition from a slick JP. Fuzzy old buzzards that fill in their craws with highway robbery in the name of the law. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those, drag 'em off the interstate, suck it to 'em, JP Blue. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock 'em when they're leaving blue.
Lick the boot. Here. Now I want you to lick them that way. Lick them this way. You learn, you scum, you civilian trash.
Well, that's quite a remix with that old, Curless country music song up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com posted over the weekend. Big news developments. 9/11 conspiracy connection to D.C. Madam Murder. Palfrey told former NSA official that call girls had picked up information concerning foreknowledge of attacks. Yeah, with the fuzzy old buzzards filling their craws, bragging late night to the girls, running their little operation there. We'll be going over that. And, yes, people asking me why on earth, how on earth did I get on television, Fox News of all places, with Geraldo Rivera. I'll tell you about that as well. Then we got a bunch of other just absolutely out of control news today. Three big guests, State Senator Karen Johnson from Arizona, been exposing the inside job nature of 9/11. Alan Stang, one of the great granddaddies of fighting the New World Order that's still alive out there and kicking. And you bet, for 2 hours again, Alan Watt, you want him, you've got him. Jam-packed Monday transmission. Strap yourselves in. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. We'll be right back. I'm gonna leave you.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, when Alan Stang is on with us in the second hour today, I'll get more into the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder and how it's unraveling. And we'll also be taking your phone calls in the second, third, and fourth hour today. We do have Karen Johnson, State Senator, Arizona, exposing the fact that 9/11 is an inside job, popping in, coming up in about 30 minutes. But let me move quickly now with the news that I have in front of me that we need to cover. On the Deborah Jean Palfrey front, headline on PrisonPlanet.com, 9/11 conspiracy connection to D.C. Madam murder. Palfrey told former NSA official that call girls had picked up information concerning foreknowledge of attacks. Now, Palfrey did act like a spy, did behave like one, fit the MO completely, didn't embellish or add any info, in fact, was pretty close-lipped. But she did admit that she believed their operation was being used as a hunting ground to collect data on high-level military officers, members of the Congress, and others, and that unbeknownst to her, that info was being used to then blackmail them. Well, who knows if that's really the truth? I tend to not believe that. And what I do believe is what we're being told by Wayne Madsen, who, of course, was with Naval Intelligence, then an analyst with the National Security Agency, who runs WayneMadsenReport.com. He had met with her and her lawyer several times right before she died, just in the last month, when she was last in D.C., and she told him, she said, you know, this also could be about 9/11, and, quote, warnings beforehand. That was some of the chatter, because these old guys, you know, like to brag, like to, you know, that's the M.O. They like to, when they get drunk or on drugs, to shoot their mouth off in front of these women, though most of these women were college students or college professors, which is why the M.O. of the girl she ran was not the normal bimbo M.O. These were girls there in Virginia, they're in McLean, Virginia, they're in Maryland, in and around the CIA, who were professors and people. Give me a break. They were spooks big time. And Palfrey basically admitted that here on air, and now we're hearing there's a 9/11 connection. Because, I mean, you can have thousands of visits by gay porn stars at midnight at the White House, and that gets swept under the rug. You can have, you know, literally, it's what, it's about half the Homeland Security state heads have been caught engaging in pedophilia. You've got to be in that club to be part of that. So this just old-fashioned, the ones that happen to like women like Cheney and McCain and Bill Clinton, I mean, this is not that big of a deal. In fact, it got to the point where Clinton doesn't even have to whack women anymore that speak up, because it's just so accepted, unless there was something else being covered up. But what we do know is that she told her landlord, this came out over the weekend, who she was friends with, well, by landlord, he managed the condos where she lived. She owned her condo, but she was making sure that her 6 years was paid. She was told she was going to be going, you know, on average, getting about 6 years for the convictions that she got. In fact, that would be a steep sentence. The average would be about 2 years. So she was looking at about 6 years. She said, but there are guys following me. I've got this box of evidence to protect me. I think there's a contract out on me. At the end, she kind of started getting the idea, could feel the wings of the angel of death flapping about her head. She told her mother she wasn't going to kill herself, that she was going to fight. She was upbeat, tough as nails, operative big time, folks. It just goes on and on. It just goes on and on and on and on. A staple of intelligence is hookers. It is a staple. Because you can, again, compromise people, blackmail people, buy people. That's how they get close to you. Not just hookers, too. You know, super good-looking women popping out of the sky wanting to, you know, go have a cup of coffee with you. I'm told that happens to a lot of people who the government's trying to infiltrate. Not saying it's ever happened to me. But the point here is, watch your six, anybody out there from this. Now, that said, you need to go up to prisonplanet.com and read this story. We're going to be covering it more in detail in the second hour. I'll even get Alan Watt's take on it. Another question I've gotten, I mean, I've gotten hundreds of emails, hundreds of message board comments asking me, you know, how on earth did Geraldo Rivera have you on? Well, I can tell you quite a bit. I got a call Thursday when they murdered her, and we had our clips out on the web of past interviews with her saying, no, I'll never kill myself, I'll never commit suicide. And Fox News has set me up 6, 7, 8 times, I forget, for interviews and always canceled me. That's why when they called me last year and said, we want to fly to New York to be in a special, I said no. And they said, please, we'll even pay you. And I said no. And I said, because you canceled me every time, and I'm certainly not going to get on an airplane. I mean, I've been in the car going down to the satellite uplink here in Austin. You know, they always send a car to get you, so they have you in their clutches to make sure you get there on time. And then they've turned back and told me, oh, it's canceled. And I said, no. So I sent Kevin Smith, who was my producer about a year ago, I sent him. He got on a plane, flew there, and got there, and it really went on Fox. So I thought, well, so this time I said, okay, sure, I'll be there Saturday night if you want me. So they come pick me up at the office, drive down to Congress, go do the interview. Couldn't believe it. But they also told me, Geraldo's producer, oh, yeah, we know who you are. I said, you know who I am? I said, I got arrested 6 months ago bullhorning Geraldo. He was flipping us off. And he goes, I know, Geraldo knows who you are, and he wants to have you on. You're the guy that got the interview. And I said, come on, is this a sneak attack? And he said, no. Geraldo thinks it's suspicious. Well, then Geraldo went on Thursday night and said, Saturday I'll be covering this on Geraldo at Large, and there's some evidence that she was murdered. He goes on, agrees with me that she's probably murdered, calls for an investigation by the governor, has a former federal judge on, and a former federal prosecutor on, saying that they think she was murdered, and they all agree with me. He did intro it as I'm a conspiracy theorist, and, you know, there's this one guy who she supposedly called this crime writer, and she said, oh, I'll kill myself before I go to jail. So they did put some spin in the intro, but not in the main body of the 5 minute to 6 minute piece that we had. It was part of two pieces, about 6 minutes. So you can go watch that up on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, the YouTube clip of that. It's the whole two pieces together, the two segments. But some people are saying I shouldn't have gone on Fox. I've said I'll go anywhere, anytime, any place. And then when I refused to go on Fox a year ago, I got called a chicken. But that was after five, six times. I don't know. It was a bunch of times. Them canceling. I thought I'd fly there for no reason. I thought it was a sick Fox News joke. I didn't make Kevin go. I said, if you want to go, you can go. But I said, if not, it's canceled. He said, oh, no, I want to go. So I said, okay, go ahead and go then. And then he was on TV. And that was like a 10-minute segment, two segments. It was well worth it to go talk to, you know, 3 million people. That's about what their average viewership is. So, because, again, it was, I mean, should I have driven 15 minutes? Knowing they could cancel it, I was willing to do it. Should I have gone on? Of course I should have gone on. Judge the tree by its fruits. I went on the show, and we exposed that she was murdered. And believe me, I got chills up and down my spine when I was talking about it. I almost came out and said, Wayne Madsen says that she was servicing Dick Cheney and that her girls were servicing Dick Cheney and that Brandy Britton was. That's why they killed her. I hung her, too, when women don't hang themselves. And I almost threw out the McCain thing. In fact, I was going to do it early on, but I decided to convince them first and go over all the admitted evidence. Then I was going to drop that bombshell there at the end, but the segment ended. But it's easy to talk the talk. If you walk the walk, I mean, have you gone on national television and said the government's killing people? Have you gone on CNN and said the government carried out 9/11? I mean, have you done that? Walk a mile in my shoes. Because people also email me saying, you should have said this, you should have said that. You try, when three people are interrupting you, to get anything out edgewise. I did, though, get it out, and I did a slam dunk. Thank God for the guidance. And this is serious business, but I'll tell you who's in danger, and it's Wayne Madsen. Because what he's saying checks out. And this time he named the lawyer. It was a civil forfeiture lawyer. And he named the dinners he had. And I believe him. And I could tell he was hesitating. I know how to gauge people. He was a little freaked out when I talked to him Sunday morning. And Madsen's for real. And my gut, my instincts tell me, you know, the whole thing's... Well, he basically said it. He said, I'm good government, good section of the intelligence agencies, trying to stop them from going completely wild and murdering everybody. And we know there are good islands, good pieces left in the government. And by good, they just don't want total murder, total third world country, total Iraq or Mexico. And he said that there are all these good, I mean, and there are. I mean, Bill Christensen was the CIA section chief, Berlin, Western Europe head office. And he comes out and says the government carried out the attacks. Bob Baer, top-level black op field commander. Ray McGovern, chief briefer for Bush Sr. and Reagan, saying inside job, and the list goes on and on. German defense ministers, German intelligence heads, Italian intelligence head, Italian president, on and on and on, because they're freaked out, folks. This isn't just good old boys shipping in some heroin or cocaine, which is bad enough. This isn't just laundering money. I mean, the government now runs giant child kidnapping rings with Dyncorn Halliburton, and it even comes out in the newspaper, and there's congressional hearings, and no one gets in trouble. I mean, they kidnap kids. What comes next with you people? I mean, is there nothing you don't do? Is there nothing you won't do? That's why there's so many people joining us in the government now, because they realize our government is run by a faction of people who are beyond evil. And they're reckless. Now, I'm going to come back and give you news you're not going to believe. This show is going to be completely jam-packed. This transmission is vital.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, here's some of the other news in front of us today. San Diego Federal Courthouse sealed off yesterday after an explosion. San Diego Federal Courthouse is closed Monday today, so repairs can be made after a pipe bomb exploded early Sunday. The powerful blast that shattered a window. I love how they hype it. Wrecked the building's front entrance in the lobby area. An FBI spokesman said, fortunately, the explosion at Edward J. Swartz Federal Courthouse, which occurred at 1:40 a.m., had no victims. Okay. We're doing an article on this. The Israelis, the British, and the U.S. have all been caught, admittedly, staging bombing attacks on their front doors many times in the past, and later admitting that they did it to, quote, increase security. The last time they admitted they did it was just a few years ago in London. The Israelis bombed their own embassy, they said, to make the British take their security more serious and give them more support in the street, more police. And notice this happened during a FEMA drill nationwide. It's ongoing from the 1st until the 8th, and they always bomb themselves during drills. That way, if the officer caught planting the bomb, BATF tends to be who they use to bomb things, at least with Oklahoma City. We know they trained with a Ryder truck a few months before, tested bombs out in the desert. Time and time again, they use BATF as their bomb people because they're one of the most criminal groups. Sometimes they use actual military assets who've been sheet-dipped into intelligence. But that's who I'd be looking at for these bombings, both in Times Square. I just go to who's done it in the same signature. Then they get to grandstand because there's no real terrorism. It doesn't exist. It's like a leprechaun or a unicorn or a chupacabra. It doesn't happen outside of people's imagination. At least in the West, there's a few real stabbings, real bombings in the Middle East. Most of those are provocateur, too. According to Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, the Israelis admit they stage most of the attacks every time there's about to be a peace deal. No one ever really sees a suicide bomber. They just put a bomb on a bus and killed 50 people and then run around grandstanding. But, it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And, we got to give up our way of life. We got to give up all of our freedoms, give up all of our liberties. They're talking about cities all over the country buying billions of dollars of terror insurance, which is a payoff to the insurance companies for imaginary terror that'll never happen. And you're going to pay for that, taxpayers. Now, when somebody takes it out of a building, though, Larry Silverstein's bought the Sears Tower and taken out massive insurance. That does make it a target. County considers terror insurance. It's cheap compared to other coverage. Yeah, because it's imaginary. The actuaries on that are, I would imagine, the chances of an asteroid hitting. Along with the property, wind and liability insurance, Jackson County leaders will look Monday at terrorism insurance coverage on the county's 100 buildings. It's relatively cheap. We will definitely consider it, said Board of Supervisors President John McKay. It's cheaper than earthquake insurance. Yeah, because earthquakes actually happen, though not frequently in your area. Earthquake coverage was something the board kicked around before deciding not to sign on, because no matter how cheap it is, there needs to be a certain amount of risk to make it worthwhile, county leaders have said. But if something unforeseen happens and somewhere blew up the courthouse, who's going to pay for it? I says, you got to love this, man. You got to love it. You got to love it. You got to love them. By the way, a judge has ruled that coroners and medical doctors are not allowed to say that tasers kill people. That's right, judges now, they practice medicine, and you can't make stuff up like this. Judge rules for taser cause of death decisions. The judge decides, and tasers now said they will sue the hundreds of doctors and medical examiners who say that tasers cause heart attacks. Now, when one county, three people reportedly died after being tasered, of course, nothing to do with the taser, they were just tasered and died. And the judge has ordered, judge obviously in the hip pocket there, Taser International has fired a warning shot at medical examiners across the country. That's right. This is the new America, where the judge says. So when your son or daughter or you die from a taser, and they've had a few cops die during taser test, taser didn't kill you. You're alive before they it's just incredible. Big federal report out, big international report admitting incubators are frying babies. I mean, literally more than half the kids that were in an incubator, open and shut, test, it's hurting them bad. They're not going to stop. A judge will just say you're not allowed to stop. it's a new level of corruption. The Scottsdale-based stun gun manufacturer increasingly has targeted state and county medical examiners with lawsuits and lobbying efforts to reverse and prevent medical rulings that tasers contributed to someone's death. That's right. You don't like a ruling? Just sue them. Be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Just finishing up my comment on this taser situation. You don't like what coroners and medical examiners and doctors are saying? You just sue them. Oh, you're saying my taser killed this guy. Oh, 3 people in the county died when they were tasered. It has nothing to do with that. No. See, they were struck by lightning right after being tasered. The lightning killed them. Not the 50,000 volts. So from now on, I guess if Vioxx killed people, I guess Vioxx should have just sued the medical examiners and doctors, and then Merck Pharmaceutical wouldn't have lost the lawsuit. Or I guess why not let's say an airbag doesn't deploy over and over again, and the different organizations that test that come out and say it's a bad airbag. Well, how about Ford just sue the airbag testers, and so they won't come out and say the airbag's bad? Or if somebody, this is just amazing. This is just amazing that doctors come out and say tasers are killing people, so the company sues them. This is the Mafia America. This is how it operates. This is how it works. Now, shifting gears, she made attention the last few weeks when local newspapers pretty much attacked her. Then she got an outpouring of support from all over the country, and she's state senator Karen Johnson. And I appreciate the senator coming on the show with us today for the next 25 minutes or so. She is, of course, based in Scottsdale, Arizona. She is a member of a lot of great organizations like Gun Owners of America, Arizona Right to Life, Concerned Women of America, Dr. James Dobson's Focus on the Family, Family Research Council, People for the USA, on and on and on. She is a mainline conservative, but she knows that 9/11 is very, very suspicious and has valiantly stood up and spoken out and joined Italian presidents, number three in the Blair government, a member of the cabinet, German defense ministers, CIA section chiefs. Now, the list is just unbelievable. The majority of victims' families, of course, believe that it's an inside job. We've interviewed the heads of those groups, like Bill Doyle and others. And so she joins a long line of valiant people in speaking out. And I appreciate you coming on, Senator Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Alex. It's a privilege and a pleasure.
Senator Johnson, I mean, when did you first question the story? When did you first speak out? What woke you up to question the official fable? And, I mean, what was your awakening like? Or did you question it the first day or 5 years later? What happened?
You know, it's when I actually saw what was happening, because, of course, it was on television and we were able to see the second plane hit. Man, right away, I'm sorry, I've been a conspiratorist, I guess, for a long, long time, so I questioned immediately, what is going on here? Is this another false flag like the Reichstag? What's going on? And really wanted to get to the bottom of it. And as things proceeded, less and less answers were answered. I mean, questions were out there, and the government, of course, was not giving the right answers. So it didn't take very long at all to figure out that something was happening. And when they started out with Homeland Security, I mean, that was like a chill going up the back. I mean, I thought, hey, this is not a homeland. You know, we're not Nazi Germany. And then, you know, the Patriot Act was already written up and it was in the wings. So there was a lot of things to question.
Well, you were very astute to believe that elements of government could be involved from the start, because it would be obvious that the Arabs are going to get invaded. They're going to get attacked. They're going to get bombed. And that the military-industrial complex is going to get hundreds of billions in no-bid contracts a year, and liberties are going to be lost. And when the government wants that to begin with, they have the motive. What did you think when you saw the PNAC documents and the vice president saying, we need a terrorist attack in America?
Oh, gosh. Alex, I mean, it just goes so far back. You know, I'm not sure how much to really say here, but when you've got a cabal at the head of our country and has been there for years pulling the strings behind the scenes, I mean, whatever it takes to get what they want is what they do. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of into DVDs. I've certainly watched your Terror Storm and Endgame and Iraq for Sale and different things like that, which just are all parts of the puzzle that put everything together.
Well, you're absolutely right. When did you first start to speak up publicly?
Every chance I would get. Not too many people seem to want to listen, but there was not an occasion to speak kind of officially, if you would, about this particular issue until we had a piece of legislation come before the Senate here a couple of weeks ago that pertained to a monument that was being built on our, they call it the West Boland Plaza right there by the Capitol. And this monument had been built and put up on that plaza by a bunch of people individually, privately. In other words, the legislature did not fund it, et cetera. And what happened is the legislature decided to run a bill to remove some of the sayings on this particular 9/11 monument because they thought they were a little anti-American or they didn't agree with them. And they just assumed that all the conservatives would go along with doing that. Well, I didn't do that because it wasn't our purview to interfere, whether I liked it or not. It wasn't right for us to do that. And at that time...
So the legislature thought they could ban free speech?
Well, exactly. You're exactly right. I said, this has to do with your First Amendment rights. We did not put the monument up. We didn't pay for it. It was done by private individuals, and I'm not going to vote to tell them that they have to take some of these things off of there. And so there was a big controversy about that, and I voted no, and many of my conservative colleagues came over and said, you can, you've got to change your vote. This is anti-American, you know, and on they went. But it was a matter of principle, and at the same time I was able to say that we still have so many unanswered questions about 9/11. You know, why would we be putting on or removing different sayings when we don't even have all the answers? And that's what kind of kicked things off.
Well, look at how it's been used to totally change our way of life. And then, if we're to believe them, that it's this outside threat, they've done everything to allow record numbers of foreigners to come in from the Middle East, to leave our borders open, our ports open, but then they're running random checkpoints in the heartland of the country, searching farmers, saying, well, it's because of 9/11. And creating all these new bureaucracies and regulations and local cameras that are federally funded to admittedly watch the locals. I mean, this is government's excuse, as their own memos admit. We have White House memos and others that say 9/11 has helped them silence political speech and take over domestically. And, I mean, I would imagine, Karen, just talking to you for the first time, I would imagine you sound pretty well informed that you knew about Oklahoma City being an inside job.
Oh my gosh. I mean, all the way from Ruby Ridge to Waco to Oklahoma City. I mean, there's such a string of things. Alex, I'm probably one of your biggest fans because it's so wonderful to find people on the Internet and that do wonderful DVDs like you have that speak out and help inform people. And, boy, we have shared those with many, many folks.
Now, I seem to remember, and it might have been you, I'm going from memory, like 6-7 years ago, right after the Patriot Act, there was somebody in government in Arizona who, it was a woman, who came out and said that if martial law is declared or gun confiscation begins, Arizona is going to secede. Was that you?
That was me. Oh, my gosh, I got excoriated for that. Yes, I absolutely. It was when Clinton, his last year in office, and I ran a bill that said, if in fact, you know, Clinton declares a national emergency and suspends the Constitution and goes ahead and tries to confiscate our guns, Arizona will secede from the Union.
Okay, so that happened right before Bush got in. And
right.
Now, people tried to laugh at that, but the preparations Clinton made, the executive orders, and I went to urban warfare drills, and I would imagine that I'm guessing you probably saw that video, where the Marines were training for martial law.
Absolutely. Yes, I did see that.
Oh, good. And then I saw we had police chiefs on tape in San Antonio and other areas admitting they tried to bribe them. And then we had emergency managers on saying, yeah, they're getting ready for martial law. The point is, they've taken the safety off over a decade ago. Are they going to pull the trigger? We don't know, but we don't like having this gun put to our heads. So it was Police State 2000. That helped spur you?
Yes. Yes, absolutely it did. And, you know, we're in a situation here in Arizona that is just, it is so critical because we have a governor that is absolutely out of control. I mean, she has practically made a borderless situation between us and the state of Sonora. She signed agreements not only with Sonora, which is unconstitutional for her to do as the governor, but she signed also agreements with Chertoff to put us in this pilot program, you know, for the Real ID. And we're running bills to try to opt Arizona out of the Real ID, kind of like Montana has done with their governor up there. Wow, he was pretty bold.
It's fantastic with champions like he and, of course, what you're doing, Senator. Now, I remember going back about 7 years ago, Tucson having knock and talk where they come knock on the door, predominantly in middle class neighborhoods in the middle of the day, intimidating women to let them in to, quote, search and inspect guns. A, were you aware of that? And B, what can we do to stop that?
Wow, I was not aware of that, Alex. You know, I in Arizona, this is not even constitutional, but I'm complying. You have to have a CCW permit, you know, a concealed weapons carry permit to carry, and which I have had since the onset of that, because I carry with me everywhere. I carry into the Capitol, into my office in the Senate.
Good.
And there's been a lot of controversy about that. But there does happen to be another woman that's a Democrat that does the same thing, so they haven't been able to get on me too bad about it. But, boy, I did not know about any, you know, checking for guns in Tucson.
Well, have you heard of the latest, how they're doing it in Oakland, how they're doing it in Dallas, how they're doing it in D.C., Boston, where they come and ask to come in and inspect your guns or ask to see if you've got illegal guns? Well, my point is that actually started in Tucson and Dallas. First time I saw it on the radar was about 6-7 years ago. I'd have to pull the reports up. But look how far we've come with the Second Amendment, that it's weird that a state senator who's obviously under real threat by nuts and criminals, because that is who gets targeted, that it's weird that you would have a gun, but not that cops would have guns. That's how domesticated we've got. You know, these chicken-necked liberals, these domesticated slaves, they're not real liberals. They see a citizen with a gun and they cower in fear, but they see a guy in a black ski mask and a stormtrooper outfit and they feel safe. What happened to you, America? Your comments on that.
Boy, I tell you, I don't know, because I do know that we caused an extreme amount of controversy a little earlier this year in our legislative session. I tried to run a bill that would have allowed anybody that comes onto a school campus from, you know, kindergarten all the way up through the university level, if they had a CCW permit, to be able to carry that. Because, you know, right now our schools
absolutely
are gun-free zones, which is just an open invitation to all the nuts. And, oh, my gosh, you would have thought that I had started World War III. I mean, it was really something down here at the Capitol. People came unglued about that, and it got out of committee, but it never did get to the floor. We have very weak leadership in our Senate, and they would not bring the bill to the floor because many Republicans would have to vote for it if it got up on the board, but they didn't want to have to vote for it because it would have been tough for them on re-elections.
Well, Karen, you're just an amazing person, and I just want to thank you and praise you for all you've done. You just had amazing courage. I'm sad to hear that you're going to be retiring from the Senate.
Oh, Alex, I appreciate that. You know, my husband and I have 11 children. We're expecting our 34th grandchild.
Wow.
I've got a lot of training and a lot of education to do with the kids. I mean, they're not where they need to be, and you know, they're our future, and I feel like I've got a lot of work there. But 12 years in the legislature, I've run out of patience, Alex.
No, but that is, I totally understand. I mean, you're, I would imagine, a very powerful, very, you know, assertive person, very just wonderful. So Big Mama needs to be there to make sure everybody grows up well. We need the matriarch.
That's very kind. Well, we'll keep involved in every way we can. I do a lot of work in Eagle Forum out here in Arizona, and, you know, we have a lot of meetings, and we're trying to reach and educate a lot of people.
What are you hearing from fellow members of Eagle Forum when you come out and question the official fable?
Well, I think there's a lot of the gals that are state chairmen, you know, that I work with that probably have very strong feelings that way, too. And I'd like to see us get into a little bit more of that as an organization, and I hope that we'll do so. I mean, some of the ladies are a little bit tentative, but we're not that way out here. You won't find that in Nevada or Utah or Arizona or California. I mean, those Eagle Forum presidents in those states are pretty hardcore, Alex.
Well, that's what we need. In fact, I've talked to a lot of Eagle Forum women across the land, and you know, the stereotype is that it's liberals who believe 9/11 is an inside job. But no, I would say the most hardcore promoters of inside job information and false flag facts are the true conservatives of this country. I mean, how can the Free Republic crowd claim that they're conservative when they're supporting George Bush and carbon taxes and open borders and the rest of it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I guess whether they call them neocons now or whatever, but I mean, it's just sickening. I mean, Fox News is, I've just never seen such a ridiculous network. Well, all of it really is. It's the internet and programs like yourself and News with Views and, you know, little bit. WorldNet Daily used to be better, but it still has some good things. But anyway, it's you've got to go out and seek the information because it's out there, and you can educate yourself if you truly have a desire to do so.
Folks, I give you out her congressional website. The easiest thing to do is just say Senator Karen Johnson, and it comes up. Where would you like to see the 9/11 investigation go? The UN's talking about an investigation now, and I think that's okay if it brings it out, but I don't want them to claim jurisdiction over this country. We need to have an investigation by the states, at the federal level. It is not the purview, I think, of the UN to have an investigation.
Oh, Alex, yeah, I agree with you. The UN, that just always gives me the willy-nillies. I would like to see, I guess, probably a grand jury, maybe a state grand jury that then could call for a federal grand jury investigation. I certainly don't want government appointees involved. I mean, we had enough of that, you know, with Keene and Hamilton and some of those folks that even now are questioning the information that they received. So I would hope that we could get some private individuals. Love to see some folks like the Jersey Girls, you know, able to do some things with the information they've been able to get.
Senator Karen Johnson, stay there. Final segment with this amazing hero, Senator Karen Johnson. Google that, or you can simply go to azleg.state.az.us. You can find her there. We'll be right back with Karen Johnson.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Appreciate Karen Johnson's continual service I thought it was her, but that was going back 8 years. It was fighting the martial law takeover. By the way, when they have curfews in major cities for adults, that's martial law. When the cops are coming to your door wanting to, quote, look for illegal guns, that's martial law without a warrant. When the police want to stop you and, quote, do a routine check, that's martial law. That means the Bill of Rights isn't in force. And I'm not against the police and military, but I am angry at how you're letting the globalists, these global corporations, take over our country. Karen, in the time we've got left, I mean, give me your thoughts on 9/11, any other points, I mean, whatever you think's most important.
Well, I just think that we've got just a monumental amount of questions out there that are unanswered. I've had some very nice visits with Professor Stephen Jones. I've tried to attend a lot of different conferences, like Dale Griffin was out here, and Stephen Jones, and there have been others that have come here to the Phoenix area, and they've been very, very well attended. I've been just really encouraged by it. It was standing room only. We had Ray McGovern here, several weeks ago, and it was in a huge church, and you could not even find a place to sit. So people are waking up. I really believe it now. Whether or not it's going to be in time or we can stop any of this, I don't know. But we've certainly got to try. I mean, that's our destiny. That's what we have to do. We have to get out and try to stop all of this and return our government back to what our founding fathers intended it to be. And that's my goal.
Well, I agree with you, and I want everybody to understand something. The left has woken up to government evil under Bush, but they need to know that Bush is just a puppet. And under Hillary or Obama, it's probably going to be the same or even worse. Each president gets worse because things are getting worse. The globalists are making their move. They're looting this country. And people need to understand this is a bipartisan New World Order. Can I get your take on that, Senator?
Oh, you hit it right on, hit the nail right on the head, Alex. You know, by 2010 is when they plan to have us moved into this North American Union, you know, which is a European Union for us with Canada and Mexico and on and on. And as far as the Democrats and Republicans, I mean, there's times when I'm ashamed to even say I'm a Republican because of the connection with the Bushites and those people, the neocons that have been running things and destroying this country. But your Democrats are just as culpable. And I don't know why people think they have to choose between one or the other. I mean, we had a candidate. We had Dr. Ron Paul, a man that truly believes in this country and understands, you know, the Federal Reserve System, how bad it is, and on and on, the Constitution, and yet the people rejected that. I don't know whether it's because, of course, the controlled media never really got the information out the way it should have been, but we've just got to keep working at it.
I agree. Senator, can I keep you 5 more minutes, or do you have to go?
Oh, sure, 5 more minutes is fine.
We got a 70-second break, and then we'll come back to you, but we've still got some time now. You know, Ron Paul has won, though. I mean, he got the word out.
Yes.
Tens of millions woke up. I want the supporters to know that we've still had a big victory. Do you agree?
I do, definitely. Let me tell you, here in Arizona, I was the co-chairman for his campaign here in Arizona, and it was amazing the response that we got from the people here. I mean, oh my goodness, we had him out here 3 or 4 different times in the early spring, and as once again, standing room only. But the people just, we had neighborhood meetings all over the place, and the homes were just packed, and it was very encouraging to see how strong the people felt about what was happening to this
country. Stay there, Senator. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.